Well, hello, guys and gals, and welcome to the TDC Connected call for Wednesday, May 1st, 2019. We're kind of excited about what we're going to talk about today. We've been able to put together a dealer relationship with two, and as of tomorrow, a third company so far this year. What I'll do is quickly welcome you all to the meeting, especially Cecil and Carrie Turner. They're our newest franchise owners, Cecil just came out and trained with us several weeks back. He and his wife are going to come out and train with us again in a couple of months, and they're located in the middle of South Carolina, Lexington, South Carolina. For those of you guys who aren't familiar, it's just outside of Columbia, and we're excited to have them. Cecil's a great guy. We really enjoyed our week here with him, like we do with all of you guys, and we're excited to have him and his wife come back out for a few days later this summer. Today, we actually have somebody out here with us right now. Arlen Feinart from Richmond, Virginia, is here for some advanced training, and we're going to teach him how to repair Japanese canister handpieces and manual traditions, for those of you who don't know. No, I'm just kidding. They're probably laughing in the back. He's here to learn some Cavo slow speeds and some electrics, kind of more advanced stuff. I don't think either one of those is really that difficult. In fact, I have an easier time with some of those than I do with Midwest Quiet Airs. You guys can probably all attest. But he's here just getting familiar with those so he can start repairing those in shop and get them back to his customer base more quickly. The few things on the agenda for sure are, want to briefly discuss that Sable Cavo flyer with you guys. It's one that we released back in 2015, most of you remember, and I've had several of those brochures go out to your customer base. They just updated it slightly, a different color scheme. You guys saw it. There's a few new items involved in there as well. But what I wanted to do was get pricing from you guys, and I don't think I worded my question very well because I received many responses saying, great flyer, looks good, what are the prices? And what I was trying to do was not give you the prices, just so you guys could kind of give me a feel for what these items are going for retail-wise in your local area. I know the manufacturer's recommended MSRP is just way up there, probably out of line, especially if you look at a Shine catalog and see that, I mean, what does Cavo want for one of their heads now? Almost $500. And, you know, we've got those heads on the shelf on the low end for $120, on the higher end for $159. So a $500 price point is probably way out of line. So that's what I was attempting to do by sending you guys that flyer without any pricing on it, was to get your feel for what we should put on the actual flyer rather than, you know, what might be the suggested or MSRP or the Shine catalog. So sorry if I confused any of you guys by releasing that flyer to you without any of the pricing on it, but we do want to kind of get a good, solid number on these flyers for you guys to present to your customer base. One of the questions I had from John McKinnon was, can we personalize the flyer? In other words, put our own pricing and our own address on the flyer. We can. As you know, as many of you guys know, if you are going to do that, if you want a personalized flyer rather than a generic one that we can provide you from here, you'll have to get them printed yourself. I think there's some affordable printing options to do that. I know John had mentioned on the last conference call a printer that he uses and has a good relationship with. We use GotPrint. They're an online printing company that's pretty reasonable. A lot of people use VistaPrint. So it could be just as simple as me getting you guys a file. However, if you want a cheap or potentially probably free, just generic one, where you would have an open address spot in the bottom corner of it for you to just like throw it through your printer, you know, 10 or 20 at a time, and just have that printed out nice and professional on your printer. You know, we'll have those available here, but we're going to go with that kind of standard agreed upon pricing. And that's what I was kind of reaching out for. So we'll have both options available to you guys on that. We're also going to go over the relationship we started with Bayes up in Canada. Many of you are starting to get more familiar with Bayes, but we're going to be carrying, in fact, I've already got demo hand pieces here, but their hand piece line and, of course, their internal component parts to repair those. They've got little generators inside of them that make the fiber optics work, which many of you may be familiar with already, some maybe not. But they'll provide us with tooling, repair instructions on them. So they're really wanting to work with us and with you guys in particular. So we're going to do that. We're going to stock all those items, have them available for you guys. I think more than anything, I'm a little bit more excited about their 45-degree angle handpiece. A lot of you guys have reached out to me wondering what's available, that surgical kind of impact air looking 45-degree angle handpiece, but an affordable one, you know, that works well. Well, they've got one. So that's something that's going to be new. I know their other handpiece line is pretty much similar to any other handpieces we can get, right? So you guys might not be that excited about that, maybe more excited about being able to get the internal fiber optics and generators and things like that. But the fact that they've released that 45-degree angle surgical handpiece, both in optic and non-optic, I think is pretty cool. I'm actually more excited about that than any of their other items that they offer. Secondarily, we're opening an account with BNAIR. So we're going to be able to offer their high speeds. And I thought it was just going to be their high speeds, but I actually spoke to their director of sales there yesterday, and they are making available to us some of their gear reduction stuff, I think as high as 10 to 1, and then also their electrics, both optic and non-optic. So that's going to be an offering that we can make, which is BNAIR. And then thirdly and lastly, tomorrow I am meeting with the director of sales for Seishon, which is all surgical stuff, that 20 to 1 surgical stuff. It's more of an economy-based line, guys, but at least it's going to be an offering. Bud and John and Oscar and myself get calls a lot on, hey, what can we do on 20 to 1? What can we do on 6 to 1? What can we do on 8 to 1? And they've got it all. They're going to offer us, in addition to the hand pieces, all the internal component parts to repair these hand pieces. That's obviously my main goal when talking to these guys, is to not only set up a sales avenue for you guys, but more importantly, they don't know this, but you all and I know, more importantly, the replacement component parts for these, so that we can fix not only the ones that we sell to the customer base, but also you guys can fix the ones that are becoming more and more and more prevalent out there. If you haven't heard of Seishon, I'll provide the link at the end of this discussion. They really have some nice-looking product there out of South Korea, obviously not North Korea, and it's pretty decent product. I wouldn't say it's, you know, the highest quality thing that's ever been out there, but it's decent. So, you know, that's a product that you guys are going to be able to offer. So we'll jump into that, but first let me give you all a quick bit of instruction, as I always do on these conference calls, to unmute your guys' line and jump into the conversation. Please simply hit *6 on your phone. That will unmute your line. You can join the conversation. As I mentioned, all of your guys' input is what makes these meetings so valuable. You're probably already tired of hearing me talk. And then to remute your line after that, you hit *6 again. So it's real simple. *6 to jump in and then *6 to jump out. So I'll let you guys ask some questions now. I've given you a basic introduction to what I wanted to cover, the Sable Flyer, BNAIR, working with Bayes, and then also setting up an account with Seishon, which is that surgical stuff that's kind of like an Aseptico type brand, if you guys are all familiar with them. So,
hey, David, it's Dale.
Yeah, Dale, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, man, so a couple things real quick based on what you were just talking about. Let me start first with the Sable Flyer. My idea and recommendation to everybody actually would be to just have that flyer with their MSRP. And I know you think it's high pricing and so forth. And let me tell you why. Look, guys, you cannot – You can always go down on price, but you can never go up on price, okay? So if you come in at MSRP and tell the doc, hey, listen, you know, I've got this, their high speeds are $749, but I'll give it to you for 689, you know, you have some leverage there and a way to, you know, talk to them about a quality product that you're able to, you know, have some room to work with. But if you price it too low, because we all know that dentists are looking for the lowest price sometimes, if you price it too low, you may not have much wiggle room to go. You can always come down. So that's my suggestion,
okay.
David, on the Sable Flyer. I'd like to have mine all MSRP because then I'll just sell it as, hey, I'm going to give you a discount. And then I'm, on my website, I'll be able to put them on there, you know, with sale prices and so forth like that, you know. So that's just a suggestion, but that's what I would like. On the bays, man, when is that deal done? You already have signed contracts?
Absolutely. Deal's done. I've already got the generator. They sent us one set of some of the repair tooling to remove the generators out of the bottom end of those. I guess that's kind of an ordeal. You'd have to talk to John more about that. I haven't personally done it, but he has. So they sent us a little repair tooling kit for their high speeds. They sent us an optic testing kit. We've got a couple demo hand pieces on hand. So yeah, this is 100% done deal. We're moving forward with them. They sent me a bunch of brochures, so we're going to start stuffing your guys' parts orders with the brochures that they've given us, so that you initially have a couple of brochures, and then if you are interested in carrying the product, I can get you a bunch more.
Yeah, and so are we gonna have the access to all of their products that Bays has?
Yeah, absolutely.
Basically?
They opened us up completely.
Okay.
So yeah, everything that they've got, and obviously we'll be putting out a release with all of those products, the part numbers, and the brochures, so that you guys have all the necessary information to potentially promote those, as well as the replacement component parts deal. And
okay.
I think
okay,
I
yeah.
mentioned in the opening, I may have kind of skipped over it really quick, and they're going to send me their internal, like, repair documentation.
Right.
Step one, step two, step three. So,
cool.
Yeah, they're definitely wanting to work with us on their hand pieces, and as far as I know, they're going to be completely transparent with us.
Are we going to have then on that for all of the products, do you have something – you know, like the Sable thing where we'll have a flyer or something that has all the products, brochure that has pricing on it, and then, you know, I'm sure we can get wholesale pricing from you, but are you going to have something for us on that as
you
well?
You know, I don't think so. I looked at their brochures. They sent me three different brochures, a bunch of them, a stack of three different brochures, which we're going to start, you know, getting to you guys. There was no pricing on it, which is fine. So then what we'll do is we'll just print like a kind of a nice-looking sales sheet, similarly, mm-hmm. Similar to their text and font and everything, and then you guys can just print those up as needed. So if you're walking into an office with a brochure, you might have the retail price list either paper-clipped or stapled to, you know, the brochure.
Yeah.
And they probably
did that
on purpose, which is fine, you know, for them to not put pricing on there. I'm okay with that because you know, you guys like promoting different pricing anyway.
Well, I'm going to need to know, you know, exactly what pricing is. So we're going to, we got to have some kind of guideline on that. I mean,
they'll give us MSRP.
That's fine.
No problem.
But I'm on their website right now, and they don't have anything on there for pricing either. So
well,
I thought I'd
check
on that.
Company. You probably noticed they're a Canadian company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I don't. Our Canadian guys might jump in on this, but their pricing is just goofy. It's not like a set standard price. You don't just multiply everything by 1.3 or 1.4 and come up with Canadian pricing. On a head, it might be darn near close to U.S. pricing. On a handpiece, it might be double. On something else, it might be 1.5. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that's why they didn't release pricing on their brochure, but it really doesn't matter. You're going to get MSRP from me that they provide, and then your wholesale cost as well.
Okay.
So you'll know.
Yeah, I'm going to need
what
something.
You have to play with. Of course.
All right, and last thing, then I'll let somebody else jump in. B&R, you said we're going to have access to maybe some of the 10-to-1. So that's surgical type stuff, right?
Well, I don't know that it's surgical. It's definitely gear reduction stuff.
Okay.
I looked at the list. They didn't have like the 2-to-1. Stuff that's more the surgical, right?
Okay.
I'll give
you more information on that. Yeah, I just didn't know if we were going to have access to any of their surgical like straight attachments, their contraangle, surgical
they
attachments.
They did have
like
that, but they had like their 1-to-1 stuff on the list that they provided me. And I was hoping for the 2-to-1 stuff. I actually tried to purchase from them the other day a 2-to-1 surgical attachment, and they were unwilling to do that the other day. And I don't know why where the liability is there. I actually tried to get their same product through 2 or 3 other vendors and got the same stiff arm. So I'm not sure what the big deal is about a 2-to-1 surgical attachment. I actually had to buy one backdoor through an NSK rep to get it to get it to one of our docs. So I did end up providing that, and we did get one, but it wasn't as easy as walking through the front door with a company you already have an account with and getting it. For some reason, we got the stiff arm that way, so I kind of had to backdoor through an NSK rep to get them.
Okay. Awesome. That's all I got for now. Thanks.
Heck yeah. You got it, Dale.
I've got a question.
What do you got, Mike?
Wondering with the B and Air situation, are we going to be able to get all of the parts for the electric handpieces? As in, like, drive shafts and bottom end bearings and stuff like that?
That I don't know. It was not they provided me a list, Mike, of their handpieces and then the parts I can buy. Obviously, they'll sell us all of their high-speed turbines, their high-speed back caps. They'll sell us, at this point, the electric attachments. However, they did not yet open us up on their electric attachment replacement component parts.
Okay.
Their claim on that is, well, they come with a 3-year warranty, so you don't worry about it. They don't realize that on the backside, we're wanting to repair any and all the B&Rs that come in our door from our just current customer base.
Yeah.
So we have B&R drive shafts and B&R turbines on the shelf right now for their, as you know, for their older line, their non-EVO line, the B&R CA 1-5L.
Yep, and that's what I see the most of.
Yeah. Well, so we have those on the shelf now, so that's not a problem.
Yep.
It's the newer EVO line, which we haven't got those yet.
Okay.
So on the EVO line, it's just, you know, an overhaul possibility. It's not a turbine replacement possibility. Now, they obviously open up their repair center, as all of you guys know, to us, so we can take the B&R EVO and send it into them.
Yep.
You know, but we're usually looking at a fairly costly repair. Granted, there's always, usually a couple $100 supposedly markup in it, according to them, according to their MSRP, what they would charge a doctor.
Okay.
So there's that option, but on any of their older stuff, their non-EVO 1-to-5, we've got the replacement component parts on the shelf.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, David. It's Bo.
Hey, Bo. What do you have for us?
So are you ever going to, instead of mailing us out all these flyers, is there no way that you can put that on a website and put the MSRP pricing on your website, and then when I'm out at my doctor, they want, I can just pull that up on my phone, my iPhone or my iPad, and just show them what we have instead of just the flyer? And then also, are we able to just go onto their website, log into their website and show them prices there? So, for instance, I have a doctor right now. They're looking for cable type hand pieces. They want to compare pricing, and I want to just be able to just go log in to, for instance, Sable and say, well, here's what we can offer you, and we don't have a way of just going to their website, seeing all of their stuff. I have to print out a flyer for all this stuff. And then, again, if you put that on a website, then I can see what my price, our wholesale pricing is from you, and then what the suggested retail price is. So you're
well,
just going
to great idea. That's a great idea, and absolutely we can do that. It's not even hard, Bo, to get a flyer on our TDC website with the MSRP on it. Absolutely, that can be done, and it will be done. That's a great idea, Bo. In addition to just providing you guys with the flyers. However, I would never recommend going to the actual company's website for two reasons. I know that Sable offers so many damn quarterly specials, it just blows my mind, and I'm constantly on the phone with Mike bitching about it, and you'll be able to do the same at the convention that he speaks at for us here coming up in October. He's going to be one of our keynote speakers. They throw these quarterly specials on their website that just take all the damn profitability out of selling their hand pieces. Now, they will never go direct to doctor, so that's one good thing. They do not sell direct to doctor, but they provide that information. So if you go to, for instance, Sable's website or you direct your doctor to it, there's a chance what you're trying to sell them for $400, if they do the math and go on their website, they see that they can get it for $289, you know what I mean? So.
Well, I'm not really talking about that. I like their idea. I really do like their idea of, hey, we got this special going on this quarter, because I'd like to be able to go into my doctor and go, well, let me see what we got going on now. I'm not ever going to direct my doctor to their website, but I'm going to pull it up and go, well, here's what we can get. You know, here's
okay,
what
so,
I
so that's on you, though, Bo, because let's say you want to offer that, but let's say Dale over in San Antonio doesn't want to offer that special because he knows he can offer a good, fair price and be a little more. So I absolutely love your idea of getting the flyers on our TDC Connected website with the MSRP, but I would never presume to put specials on there. I would allow you guys to do that independently. If you want to offer a 3+1 or a 4+1, that's definitely something, you know, that you guys need individually.
I guess it's going to be back on you. Are you going to be offering specials? I mean, we have to go through you to get this, correct? I mean, we have to know what your price to us is. I know that their price to you is different than your price to us. But
why would I not provide you? Of course I'm going to provide you with your price, Bo. You're going to get from me an Excel file with the items, the MSRP, and then your wholesale cost. You're getting all the information from me. But you're only going to provide your doctor with the MSRP, right?
Right. So my doctor, so let me give you an example. My doctor right now is looking at these crappy layers. One of my doctors, and they're getting, you know, they get these buy three, you get five specials. You get two free.
Yep.
So they're always, and I'm doing this too, they're always going and looking around for these specials.
Uh-huh.
So with, you know, going on to an Excel spreadsheet, so I'm going, well, you know, are we offering a specialist this month so I can offer him, and then I get my wholesale pricing and offer him a special, right? You understand? I mean,
of course I do.
There's always a special. There's always B&R always has a special.
Right.
Cable.
That's why I said every single company is always offering a special. I don't care if you get.
Right.
That's why I mentioned. Don't take them to the B&R website. Don't take them to the Sable website. Just, you know, bring it up. Bring up the MSRP flyer, which was your first idea, which I thought was good, with just the MSRP on there. And then they see, oh, that's, you know, the MSRP on that, like Dale was saying, is $749. And you might say, yeah, but I'm offering them at $649. Oh, great. You know, they jump on that, right?
You might be missing what I'm saying. Let me give you another example.
I got it, Bo. I get it. There's always a cheaper alternative out there. Layers suck. My damn doctor did the same thing. Bought layers. I walk in
the
office, and she was actually, it was her husband.
How do you feel about those layers handpieces, David?
Okay, let's drop the layers example. Okay, that was one of my doctors.
My doctor did the same thing, so I feel your pain. I feel your pain on that.
Okay, let's drop the layers. So I guess what I'm saying is, I sent in some. I went to go give an estimate for some cable electric handpieces. And the doctor comes back to me. He goes, well, Benco is offering buy three, get one free, 1 to 5 NSK electric handpieces.
Yep.
So I lost that doctor because I can't offer a 3-for-1 special on electric handpieces for buy three, get one free. Huh?
Why not?
I don't know, can I?
Well, hell, here's why.
Where do I go to see that?
Well, no,
yeah, where do I go to see that is what I'm asking.
If you'll give me a second to talk, I'd love to explain it to you and everyone else. Okay, thanks. So you're asking, can I do a 3-for-1 special? Whenever these companies do these 3-for-1 specials, Bo, you'll notice they charge them full retail for the 3 that they buy. So NSK, for example, has a 3-for-1 special, but their damn handpiece is $1,500. So they're charging like $4,500 for 4 handpieces. Well, if you divide that by 4, it's $1,125 a handpiece. We're going to be able to get just one off, just one handpiece. We're going to be getting brand new B&R 1-to-5 handpieces for like, you know, $800. We have those Serona handpieces on the shelf for $599. So your wholesale cost on one of these handpieces just by buying one is $300 to $400 under what that 3+1 divides out to. So you always have a pretty big advantage even over those 3+1s, Bo. So I don't, your question is valid except for the fact that even though you don't get a 3+1 special, whether you buy one here or 8 here, the price is so low, even at the 3+1, you're still built in $300 to $500 profit. So anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you weren't letting me answer you. So apologize for that, but I wanted to get that answer out there because I did understand your question. I just wasn't able to answer it. So I think everybody kind of got that.
Hey, Dave?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Plus, not to pile on that example, but, I mean, I don't know what the quote to repair those 3 or 4 NSKs would have been, but it's obviously, let's say it were $400 and something a pop. You know, the doctor is obviously spending significantly more. Like, if the question is, why would I want to spend $400-something when I can get a 3+1? Well, the doctor's clearly still spending $4,000 in that example versus if you had to repair 3 or 4, spending, you know, $2,000. So if it's only $200 difference repair versus replace, then obviously that's a tougher sale. But if it's still double or 3 times as much to repair versus replace, then, you know, similar warranties, I think that, you know, if explained properly to the customer, they should be willing to do the repair.
Yeah, I get that as well, Scott. I don't think Bo was asking. I'm not sure what he was doing other than.
Well, he was concerned he lost the sale. He's concerned he lost the sale because of a 3+1. But if the customer's spending that kind of money, then there's a pretty big difference between the repair versus the replacement cost. And then, yeah, I think we have alternate brands that we can obviously still do a similar type of deal. So your point was well taken as well.
Right. So even if we can't provide the Kavo 1-to-5 handpiece, we've got 2, 3, maybe even, you know, here in the next week or so with all of the new relationships we're developing, we might have 4 different other, you know, options for that doctor. And the profitability, even versus that 3+1, you're still making $300 to $400 per handpiece, even at the 3+1. So Bo, in essence, could have competed with that Benco pricing at 3+1, because what the dental supply companies do is they usually charge you full retail for the 3 that you buy in order to get the 4th one free. It's not like they discount the hell out of the handpieces and then give you the 3+1, right? Do you see what I'm saying, Scott? You may have logged off there.
David, it's John Sisti. I have a question.
Yeah, go for it, John.
I muted.
You know, B&L or any of those other ones have any objections if we did our own 2+1, or we pretty much have autonomy to sell and do whatever we want with them?
Well, yeah, you can. I mean, if you buy them for wholesale cost, you'll have to just decide what you want to do as far as the retail. So, for instance, you know, on an $800 B&R handpiece that they have a suggested retail of $1,500, like I was trying to explain to Bo,
sure.
was, you know, if they do a 3+1, you're getting four hand pieces for $4,500, right?
Right. Well, I'm getting four hand pieces for $3,200.
Right.
Roughly. So I can say for $4,000,
you can have four. Just meet. Well,
yeah, whatever I want to do.
Yeah, so you could make
great.
$1,300 on that same sale.
Absolutely.
Even though they all cost you the same whether you buy one or 10.
Gotcha.
But your savings is so phenomenal, you can still compete with their 3+1.
Gotcha. I'm good.
Yeah, so there's a lot of profitability in there. So thanks, John. All right, guys. I'll kind of open up the floor to any questions you guys have at this point.
David, I have a question. It's Monty.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
On the bays, they're actually made in Canada?
They are. Well, are they made in Canada? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Bays is definitely a Canadian company. Are they made in Canada, or are they made over in Korea or somewhere over there and then private label? That's a better question. I don't know.
Well, I know. I can see on the website they're approved, like, I guess, by the equivalent of the Canada FDA. But
yeah, it's called Health Canada, right.
But they're not, I can't tell, they're not approved. They're not, they haven't been through the process for the U.S. FDA. I have a hard time going in and talking about, you know, about Chinese handpieces and not knowing if they're not coming from China or FDA approved.
Okay. Well, it's a great question. I'll certainly ask them.
Okay. Second, generator standing up to autoclave. How much do the generators cost to replace? Do we know that yet? I guess we probably don't.
Yeah, they do, because I already bought one. They're $90-something bucks for a new generator, but I've already been on the phone with one of the technicians, and he told me that 8 times out of 10, believe it or not, the generator didn't go bad. What happens is, because they're just not lubed properly, they get kind of gunked up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you remove the generator out of there and oil it up and really clean it up and get it going again and put it back in the handpiece, it works just fine. And
okay.
John actually already did that with one. A Bays came in that was not providing light, and he took it apart, took the generator out, cleaned it all up, put it back in, and it worked great.
Okay. I was just wondering.
So I already got a tech tip from him that might help you guys out.
Okay. Okay. Oh, the Canadian, the North Korean or the South Korean company, is that Trowels also?
Yes.
Yes,
it is.
So remember that handpiece I couldn't get the part for several months ago? I might can get it now.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have a meeting over there. They're located here in Southern California. I have a meeting with them tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm actually driving over there and meeting with them. And we're going over all of that, the replacement component parts, head assemblies, internal parts, and new. And
okay,
all
I'll get it.
Product line. Yep.
I'll get it back to the doctor then. Okay.
Yeah, Dave, this is Ben.
Oh, yeah, Ben.
I had a question on, I got a client that's wanting to switch over from pneumatic to electric. Can we support that?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, the controllers and everything.
The control box, the motor, and the hand pieces?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
yes, I'll touch base with you a little bit later on. I'm up in Fresno today, but I'll give you a call.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Yep. Uh-huh. You're very welcome, Ben. And yeah, definitely give me a call because we've got some options available for you there. And whether you need, you know, the control box and the motor, or just the attachments, or everything.
Yeah, they're looking at switching over from pneumatic to electric, so that'd be the whole kit.
Okay, and typically the units that we recommend, and we'll talk about this more later, Ben, are the countertop units where you literally just plug the back of the control box, you know, into a power source, and then you just take the airline, their existing airline from their delivery system, screw that into the back of the control box, and they're good to go.
Okay. Is there a possibility that we can come out with some flyers, some literature on that, so that we can present that to some of the our clients that might be interested?
Absolutely, without a doubt. In fact, that's something that both Bienair and Bayes are offering to us.
Oh, okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yep. Cool.
All right, thank you.
Do we have any flyers currently, David, for those electric control boxes?
You know, that's a great question, John. I did get a stack of flyers from Bayes, as I mentioned to you. I can't remember if that was in there or not. If it's not, they'll send me, you know, 500 of them if I want them. If it is, I'll get you some.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And the last question I have is on this, so when we ultimately get this flyer, this Sable flyer decided, whatever pricing we put on it, even if it's just, you know, MSRP, would we be able to get that in a PDF or something that we're able to edit and put on our own information?
Yeah, now...
like electronically, so I can edit the file. Right now it's
I already sent it to you.
But
you
I cannot edit that PDF.
Why not?
It won't let you.
Really? Huh. Okay, my version, you can edit it. But I'll talk to you more about that later and see why that's not working for you. But,
yeah,
that was actually an editable, should have been an editable file that you did receive from me.
Yeah, when it's telling me I got to buy the editing package from Adobe to edit it.
Okay, yeah, now that might be possible. I think I have a little bit more advanced version of Adobe
that,
Reader.
Yeah, that might
be
why
you
can edit it. You have
free.
I have just the free Adobe package. If I want to edit, they're telling me, you know, $14.99 a month. You got to sign up to it. So.
No, if you want an edited version, then you can just fill it out, you know, handwrite what you want.
Okay.
Price-wise, et cetera, on there. Send it to me.
Great.
I can do it in my Adobe and then just forward that file.
And then just email me the file, and I'll get them printed, and I'll get them posted on my website.
Absolutely, I can, yeah.
Thank you so much. Great.
Yeah, for sure. You're very welcome, John.
David, this is Monty again. I have one comment. Vistaprint,
sure.
Vistaprint now will, for $5, make changes to documents you submit to them.
Uh-huh.
Just about. Almost anything. So, I mean,
$5.
I don't have much.
So they'd take that file and put all the pricing and your address on it for $5?
I think they would. Now, that might be getting a little far, but I don't know. If you submit it to them, I think they would. I've done a couple of things and quite a bit. So, you know.
Cool. Well, that's good to know, because I know they're in the past, their editing prices were a little bit pricey.
Yeah.
So the fact that they've come down to $5 for editing is crazy.
Yeah, and I don't know, you might could get past what they would do, but I haven't so far. So.
Okay, cool. All right, guys, any more questions on those new relationships or any comments related to the coming the convention coming up?
I'm very talkative today. This is Monty. I don't know if I've missed the last two meetings, and I think, and when we talked about the convention, and I don't know if you've mentioned, because I know after the last convention, when Bud and I rode, and you bugged out on us, but anyway, rode motorcycles that put that out, because some people said they'd do it if they'd known about it.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll make that announcement the day after the TDC convention, so that is going to be Sunday, guys. Monty, myself, and Bud are going to zip on over to the Harley-Davidson dealership there and rent some bikes and go on a little motorcycle ride, probably up into Red Rock or maybe out towards Hoover Dam or even further. So we haven't really decided on where we're going yet, but we're definitely going to do that. So it should be fun. Like Monty said last year, I guess a couple people talked to him and said they would have been interested in doing that. So... I'll put that out not only in this conference call, Monty, but I'll include that in my email that I send out.
Okay, and I'm going to actually stay out there 2 or 3 days and ride motorcycles, so if anybody's interested.
I wish, Monty. That's awesome.
Okay.
It's been a long time since I rode a motorcycle. It's like riding a bike. You never forget.
Exactly.
It's been since Bud and I rode that I rode. So.
Yeah, Jill and I will just ride ours up there.
Awesome. Well, that'll be fun, Ben.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
For sure.
David, this is Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey, what do you have, sir?
I am sitting here online with the Sable Flyer, and I'm one of those ducks that have both a PC and a Mac, and my PC is in the office, and I just typed in a free PDF editor, saw a link for a website called FormSwift. I uploaded the PDF into FormSwift, and I'm looking at it, and I can type anywhere on this thing and do anything I want to it. The only thing I can't do, I can't rearrange the images on there, but I can put pricing anywhere on the flyer or
type happy birthday. And it's a free download called FormSwift?
FormSwift. You don't even have to download it. You just upload the flyer into FormSwift and make your changes and then download it.
Okay.
You're amazing.
Awesome.
FormSwift?
FormSwift. SWIFT.
All
right. Right, Bailey?
Yes. FormSwift.
Okay.
Swift.
Right.
All right, man. I'm going to give that a shot. Thank you.
Not a
what
problem.
What took you so long, Bailey?
You're amazing, Bailey.
That was awesome.
Trying to keep my mouth shut so I don't disturb the meeting.
Oh, my God. You're always welcome to interject.
Good looking flyer. I'm really excited about the relationships with Bays and also being Air. It looks like with Bays we have a whole bunch of opportunities with them in terms of other ancillary products such as the curing lights and things of that nature. Now, I know that your knowledge at this particular point of the Bays product line and where it's manufactured is somewhat limited. Do you have any idea on the quality level of their electric attachments, David? You seen them?
Yeah, I'm not that high on their electric attachments. They look a lot, in my opinion, like the old MK Dent line. If you're familiar with the old Red Line MK Dent handpieces, which was essentially a Chinese copy of the NSK 1-5 handpiece, and it just didn't hold up in the field. In fact, MK Dent discontinued it for many years. I believe they've just recently brought it back, but there was at least a 5, if not more, year period where MK Dent completely shut that line down.
Yeah, I saw one of those yesterday.
I think I've seen a couple since then. It looks like they're having them done by a different manufacturer because they are slightly different looking. But that is kind of what their 1-5 looks like, Bays Canada. So I would say with Bays, you're probably going to have to pick and choose. It looks like they have some items that are of high quality. But to fill out their product line, they probably did have to reach out to some other manufacturers and maybe don't have the highest quality product. And in particular, I would say that 1-5 looks like it might be in that, right, in that group, Bailey.
All right. One other question that you may or may not be able to answer at this stage of the process, mm-hmm. Or relationship. I mean, having these relationships with B&R and Bays, and Seishin, these are great. Do you have any information on any other handpiece repair companies that also have access to these lines as well, or for right now, are we going to have an exclusive?
You know, Hayes definitely does. Hayes went out about 10 years ago. I don't know if you recall, and it was almost like they were switching from a repair company to like a sales, like a catalog company, and they really went on an aggressive outreach program where they went out there and did open up with B&R, with Bays, and with a couple of the others that we have access to, but we just didn't, promote like they did. So definitely Hayes, who, you know, they're kind of a like-kind competitor. They also have access to Vianair, to Bayes. I don't know if they've set a relationship in place with Sachon Trauss, but I wouldn't be surprised. So we definitely don't have an exclusive on this stuff, Bailey, and I would never promote it that way. But it is a product offering that you're going to be able to offer and promote and get at wholesale pricing. You know, so we look at it still as a benefit, although, no, we do not have an exclusive relationship with these companies.
Okay. If there's anybody listening in on this who's not currently engaged in selling new product and only focusing on, you know, repairing stuff, I got to tell you, I've been selling new stuff, and it's opening doors for me, David. I mean, I'm picking up instrument sales off of it. I'm picking up repairs off of it. I've seen a steady uptick in my monthly numbers. So, yeah, if you're not selling, you're missing the boat on stuff, and it's not hard to do because I've seen a lot of these distributor reps that I don't even know how the heck they call themselves salespeople. So it's not a exclusive talent that requires the wearing of a shirt and tie. You know, if you're in there and you're stuff, you have a level of respect and trust where you can get that sale without trying too hard. So that's my two cents worth, unsolicited.
No, I always appreciate that, and it's funny that you say that because you got to admit, you know more about a Kavo or a Midwest handpiece than that rep knows.
The rep doesn't know jack squat.
You know, exactly. So it is funny that you mentioned that. I mean, you have more knowledge about a rep's handpieces typically than he or she does. So I agree with you. And you know what? And the doctor should trust you more because you're only going to recommend what's best for them. You don't really care whether they have a Midwest or a Kavo or a Bayes or a Sable or whatever. As long as it's something that you can offer them and that you can repair for them, you're going to give them the best advice you got. Whereas the sales rep's only going to advise them on their product, and that's it.
Well, they're also only going to, you know, talk to them about what they're going to get an incentive on from, you know, their sales office. You know, when you can start talking about, I mean, not that you want to get into the weeds, you know, with the doc, because some it'll be something that they dial into. Others are going to, their eyes are going to glaze over. But you know, if you, you know, with the knowledge that we have of the inner workings of these things and how they're put together from the factory to begin with, the quality that goes into the build of the handpiece, when you can start, when you have the ability to get into the weeds if they want you to and start differentiating one brand versus another, all of a sudden, the dollars make sense to them. You know, and that's something that those distributor reps, they really truly cannot do. They're too busy selling, you know, all the other things that they're responsible for selling to the practice, all those consumables that, you know, they're going to burn through every 2 weeks. Never have any need for anything that has any degree of tech to it whatsoever. They're calling in, you know, one of the tech reps to do it for them or the factory rep. So
yep.
If you're right there, there's no reason why you can't get the sale.
Hey, Bailey, this is John Sisti. I'm up in Philadelphia. Can I contact you directly offline to talk about this selling? I do not get involved yet in selling new handpieces.
Uh-huh.
It's very rare for me, but I've kind of got my hands full with repairs, but it's something I'm very, very interested in because I'm in an awful lot of offices. I'd like to pick your brain offline if we could.
Absolutely. Be happy to. People listening in on this call, there are a lot of good resources, you know, for you right here.
Yep.
And you might be covered up with repairs, but I'm sure you're still knocking on doors, shaking hands and babies with practices that you're working with. And literally starting that conversation is as simple as dropping off a piece of paper.
So how do I get a hold of you offline here? I'm not sure where you are.
I'm in God's country. I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, man.
Well, just give him a call. Jeez.
What's your number?
919.
What is it?
919.
Yes.
219.
Yep.
1142. That's my mobile. Call me anytime.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. And I charge a very low rate per minute.
All right. Awesome. Put my stopwatch on.
All right, I'm going to sign off and listen.
All right, guys. Well,
David, this is Steve in Dallas.
Yeah, Steve, what do you have, buddy?
Hey, a quick question. For some reason, I have not been able to find the location of where the Sable Flyer is and stuff like that. Where is all that kept?
Well, I emailed that to you, Steve, and I'll be happy to do so again. One of the suggestions that Bo had, which was a great suggestion, was to suggested or MSRP on those flyers and then post them on the TDC Connected website so you can show them to doctors or bring it up on his iPad while he's in the office. So we'll
yes,
do that
no,
too.
But that hadn't been done yet,
Steve. So
right.
I sent
but
out.
Could you mail me one? I would appreciate it.
Well, I'll email you.
Well, email.
Remember, they're not completed.
Yeah.
They're not completed
yeah,
yet,
email.
But I'll email you again. Now, you should have received one from me in that group email announcing the meeting, or actually an email, probably the email preceding that. But I'll definitely send it to you again, Steve. So if you don't, for some reason, get that from me in the next few minutes, something goofy happened.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
You're very welcome, Steve.
David, it's John. I'm jumping off. Great call, by the way. I'll be talking to you later offline about the flyer, okay?
Okay. Sounds great, guys.
Bye.
Bye. We got a few minutes left here before we're the meeting's over. If anybody has anything to say in the next minute or two here, I'd be happy to hear from you. Okay, looks like we covered our bases. So, as always, I want to thank Dale and Mike B. and Bo Smith, John, Monty, Ben Nafis up in Bakersfield, Bailey, of course, always beneficial, Scott and Steve. Really appreciate all your guys' input. We're going to have this recording on the website later this afternoon. And it looks like I've got some follow-up stuff to do here for you guys. And we'll do that. So have a great day, you guys, and we'll talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.